From the WUWM Newsroom, I'm Taryn Powell. There are currently only 6 states in the U.S. that have laws against hair discrimination: California, New York, New Jersey, Virginia, Colorado, and Washington. Montgomery County, Maryland also bans the practice. Lawmakers in Wisconsin introduced a similar bill in 2019, but it didn't pass. Now, Milwaukee's Common Council is stepping up with its own measure. Alderwoman Malele Coggs is one of the co-sponsors. She says for many people, hair is not just hair.
The reality is that hair has a cultural significance to many of us.
Coggs says throughout the years, a variety of hairstyles have shown cultural, religious, or political significance.
And the statements of expression that we are able to do through, and the culture we are allowed to celebrate through our styles of hair are ones that should be left to us to determine and should not be utilized as a tool of discrimination in the workplace.
The measure the Common Council will consider is based on what's known as the Crown Act. Crown stands for Creating a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair. The push to approve such measures is led by the Crown Coalition, founded by Dove, the National Urban League, Color of Change, and the Western Center of Law and Poverty. The coalition found that Black women are 1.5 times more likely to be sent home from the workplace because of their hair, and their hair is 3.4 times more likely to be perceived as unprofessional. I wanted to know what Black hairstylists in Milwaukee thought of the Common Council's proposal, and found Sherry Williams, the owner of Sherry Sherrell's Hair Gallery in Brookfield. Similar to Alderwoman Coggs, Williams says hair is never just hair for Black people. She talks about how enslaved Black people would use their hair to transport food or map escape routes.
Our ancestors hid food in their hair through braids. Our ancestors put maps on their hair through braids, trying to figure out how to escape through braids. They had patterns on their hair. No, it's not just hair. It's our heritage. It's how we survive.
Williams has been doing hair at her shop for 22 years. She shared a story of one of her clients' experiences with racism at work because of her natural hair, and says she saw the impact it had on the client's self-esteem.
She wanted to go back to a relaxer, but I talked her out of it. I told her to embrace it, you know, and as of today, she actually went to get counseling for it. She embraced her hair now, and she's no longer being teased because she walks really bold with it.
Williams, who says she's been natural for 9 years, says it's vital to have confidence in how you wear your hair. She says it's likely the Black Lives Matter movement and the country's reckoning with racism contributing to a push for measures such as the Crown Act.
This is a stepping stone. This is not even a stair that we're walking up. It's so much more that needs to be done. But I do appreciate it. I appreciate the effort, but there's more that needs to be done.
Williams says Black people have been fighting for change in so many areas for years. And now that we're front and center, we are taking advantage of that. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.